Mishnah Yom is for Sunday, the 30th day of Adar Rishon, Tovshin Pei Dalad, the first day of Rosh Chodesh, Agutin Chodesh. Masechta Nedarim, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Dalad. Continuing the theme of a person who makes a neder, banning different types of fish. Dogim Sheini Toyim, if he says, I'm not having dogim, fish and fishes, he says, I'm not having. Also behen, then he's prohibited to have fish, but all kinds, ben gedolim, ben ketanim, whether they're big or small fish. Some learn pshat, it's because he used the double expression. He said dog, which implies a big fish, or dogim, implying small fish. Others say, the Rambam writes, that when you have an expression in singular, used with the expression in plural, then it usually comes to tell you everything. It's like everything. And he brings examples like Hevel Havolim, when Shlomo Melech says, the ultimate vanity of vanities. Shir HaShirim, the ultimate song, song of songs. And if he says dogim, similarly he means to include, embrace, that vow embraces all fish. Continues the Mishnah, Bein Meluchin, whether it's fish that are salty, Bein Tvelin, whether they're bland. Bein chayin, whether they're raw fish, ben bevishal, nor cooked fish. Umutter, however, what he's permitted to eat is betoris trufa. And the toris trufa is a certain type of fish. It's called the toris fish, which they used to buy cut up into pieces. That was never included. It's not included in dogim, because when people bought it, they would buy and they would ask for toris trufa. It was a special description used for that type of fish, and therefore that would not be included in his vow. What else is he allowed to have? Uvatsir, says the Mishnah, he'd also be allowed to have sauce or brine that comes out of the salty fish. Uva hanoder min hatzachana, if a person makes a vow in neder that he's not going to eat tzachana. Tzachana is a mixture of different cut-up fish. It's a platter of a mixture of different cut-up fish. And he made a vow not to eat that. Also, but Torah's trufa. He's not allowed to have the Torah's trufa, because Torah's trufa could be included in tzachana. However, umutter, he would be permitted to have batsir uvamarius, permitted to have brine and also the pickled sauce of fish, the pickled brine of fish. Hanoder mi Torah's trufa. A person who makes a vow not going to have any Torah's trufa. Also, but Sirvermarius, he's forbidden to have tsir, that's the fish brine that comes from salty fish, uvamarius, or fish brine coming from pickled fish. Why is it also in these things? Because since he said trufa, cut up, that implies anything that's mixed up with the fish, and seems to imply everything mixed up with the fish. And that's how the Rav learns and the Rosh. That's why Tsuramurius are also included in his vow. However, the Ran, Rabbeinu Nissim, has a different girsa in the Mishnah. He says the girsa should be not osur, but mutter. Totally different. Exactly opposite of the other Farshim. The Ran's girsa is when it makes a neder from toris trufa, that type of a special type of cut fish, that does not prohibit him. He's mutter to have the fish sauce and fish brine and the pickled fish sauce. Mishnah Hay. Hanoda min achalav, the person makes a vow he will never have milk. He bans milk with a vow. Mutra bakum, he's allowed to have curds. That's the water left from the milk after it becomes, it has fermented, turns into cheese. So the kum, he's allowed to have the kum. That's not included in when he says milk. Rabbi Yosei, Osa Rabbi Yosi says no. He says that kum, that the curds, is included in milk as well. The Gemara explains that in the locality of Rabbi Yosi, they used to call kum shel cholov. They would refer to it as the curds of milk. And therefore, Rabbi Yosi holds that if you make a neder, if one makes a vow banning milk, it includes also the kum. The curds are also included. That's included in cholov. In layman's terms, that's what cholov incorporates. It includes milk and curds. However, in the locality, in the region of the Tanakama, they would call milk milk, And they would call curds, curds. But they wouldn't use the expression kum shel chalav. They wouldn't call it that. They wouldn't call it curds of milk. And for that reason, the Tanakhama felt that kum, that curds, is not included in his vow when he banned chalav. One who makes a neder from a neder, he makes a vow not to have chalav, he's allowed to have kum. Min hakum, what happens if a person makes a vow he will not have curds, mutar bechalav, then he's allowed to have the milk according to all opinions, no machlokes. Because according to all opinions, milk is not included in kum. Milk is not included in curds. Abashol oimer, anoider min hagvina. If a person makes a vow not to have cheese, also ba ben mlucha ben tefela, he's forbidden to have the cheese. Whether it is salty cheese, whether it is bland cheese, he can't have it. All of it. Rabbi Shaul comes to tell us here that we don't say that when he made a neder, not having hagvina, the cheese with the hey hayadiyah, the definite article, we don't say, oh, well, maybe that's only referring to salty cheese, because he did say the cheese. We don't say that. We say that includes all cheeses. Or, as some learn, the chiddush of Rabbi Shaul is that since most cheeses are salty, so therefore we could say that when he said he's making a vow on having cheese, he only included, that only meant the salt cheese. No, we don't say that. Says Rabbi Shaul, when he makes a vow from gvina, from hagvina, from the cheese, he's forbidden both in salty cheeses and in bland cheeses, and that is the halacha as well.